We're now joined by Coach David Losey to talk Horton boys basketball. The Chargers are 10-2 on the season and 7-1 still atop the Northeast Kansas League as they'll jump back into league play this next week. And Coach, let's go back and wrap up the McLeod tournament. You end up placing second in the tournament. We didn't have a chance to discuss any of the three games, and you saw three different teams and three pretty good teams, as it turned out. You beat Riverside 58-53, beat Care Paravel 58-45 before falling to Bishop Ward in the championship. But three games in 3 days after more than a two-week hiatus, how do you feel like your team responded there at McLeod last week?
Well, we had some highs and not so highs, I guess you could say. You go from, first-round games. They're a tough team. I think I've made that reference before. They're record's a little deceiving. They play hard. They play good, aggressive defense. And, there were times we were up double digits and then we had a breakdown maybe on defense, gave an open look. They hit several threes, on us. And then, that's something we'll definitely need to work on. But, we were able to gut it out, pull it out in the end.
Well, that's great. And then get the win the next night. And then against Bishop Ward, another, good, much bigger school, obviously, and team. What did you feel like was kind of the difference in that championship?
Well, I think their defense was very aggressive, very physical. We didn't really respond well to it in the first quarter, but we kind of weathered the storm. Scouting reports and the coaches I talked to, take away the drive. But they hit some threes when they needed to, and then they were able to pull away late. But, we went from playing the night before against Paravel, another nice team, playing as good a half as we played in the all year in the second half, and then struggled a little bit against Bishop Ward, but had our opportunities in the second, third quarter. We cut it to 6 and 8 and whatnot, and just couldn't quite get over the hump. So, good tournament. Sometimes you feel like if you don't get that last one, I don't want to say you fail, but you have a little bad taste in your mouth. But I thought, you get 2 out of 3 and you're on the good side of the bracket. It's somewhat of a success, but definitely something to build on, something to learn from.
I know you have a pretty good, balanced team and a lot of different guys that have led you and kind of done good things. But I did want to mention Dante Masqua and Gannon Becker. I saw they were named to the McLeod All-Tournament team and wanted to give you a chance to talk maybe about their play a little bit last week.
Yeah, they were keyed on. Even one of the coaches told me that they, got a pretty good compliment for the rest of our team, how they stepped up. They really wanted to stop Dante and Gannon. Well, then we had another kid come off the bench, Trent Lockwood, led the team in scoring first time all year. That game went like 13-11, 10-8-8 as far as kids have scored. So yeah, we've got kids that are stepping up, some kids are hitting shots, and it's nice because it makes you tough to defend that. If you want to take somebody away, it's I've seen it as a coach on the other end, you got to pick your poison. So, I was very pleased with the way some of the kids played. Many of the kids played the entire tournament.
Coach, final thought as we look ahead, you got kind of a chance to, I guess, catch your breath this week. As it turns out, you're not really playing any games here, and then it's going to get pretty fast and furious to the end, starting with McLeod coming to your place next week on Tuesday. But what's kind of the game plan to rest and recuperate? This is kind of your last chance to catch your breath, isn't it, before the end of the year?
Well, Mother Nature gave us a rest yesterday, but we were hoping to get 6 straight practices. We may go ahead and meet once over the weekend, but, we got things we need to work on and little things. We're making some tweaks, if X's and O's, but we really need to understand that we're going to see defenses like we saw Saturday night. And if we want to be successful, we're going to have to play against that. And we maybe need to play a little more like that.
Sure.
Don't be afraid to do a little bump and grab and whatnot. And, not dirty by any means, but play hard, good physical defense. And so we're really gonna focus on doing that kind of thing. And moving forward, hopefully we get that for the last 8 regular season games.
Sounds great, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always. Best of luck in your next game on Tuesday.
Thank you. Take care.
Coach David Losey of the Horton Boys, the Locker Room Chats on KNZA for the Chargers each week are brought to you by the Union State Bank.